Uncle Josh's New Year pledge.
Well, through about every New Year's down home, they'd all get together and swear off from doing one thing or another, and I never took very much stock in it, but none of them ever seemed to stick to it more than a day. Well, this New Year's, we was all sitting around the grocery store, and they commenced to thinking about what they'd swear off from doing. Well, we all allowed that Rube Hendricks might swear off from selling any more Whoppers, and Jim Lawson could swear off from drinking any more Tanglefoot, and Henry Hawkins might swear off from putting any more sand in the sugar, and Deacon Witherspoon might swear off from preaching any more long-winded sermons. Well, I thought it over, and I just concluded I'd swear off from saying any more cuss words. Well, sir, I felt good about it all day, and come along evening, time to do the chores, and I went out to do the milking. Well, I sat down alongside old Brindle, and I just had a bucket chuck full of milk when the darned old critter wailed away and kicked me milk bucket and all far over at the fence corner. The bucket went over my head and I sat down in the hog trough. Well, sir, I felt like saying something, but I didn't. Well, I went on into the house and went out to the wood pile and commenced chopping some wood for the breakfast next morning. Well, sure, I hadn't hit more than a dozen licks when a stick flew up and hit me alongside of the head, and I sat down in that wood pile and I seen more stars than ever was created. Well, right then I felt like saying something, but I didn't. Well, after supper, it was getting along toward bedtime, and Mother wanted some molasses out of the cellar to do baking with the next day, and while I was down there, allowed I'd get some cider and some apples. While I went down the cellar, I got a pitcher of cider and a pitcher full of molasses and basket full of apples, and I just got up at the top of the stairs when my foot slipped, and I never stopped rolling till I got fly back down the bottom. Well, sure, that cider went all over me, and the molasses got into my hair, and them apples hit me in the face, and I got up, and by God, right then and there, I broke that pledge.